Good afternoon, ladies. I see we have a packed room for today. I don't think I will have to be taking attendance. For those of you who are curious at the large met at the front of the class or who might be lost, this is Male Sexuality 101. Over the years, I've taught this class many times, and I'm not naive. Every year, I get a class packed with students anxious to get a peek at one of our males. I have no illusions that most of you aren't here as a prerequisite of our wonderful male studies program. Sadly, I know most of you are here because you think this will be an easy course to boost their GPA or to get a glimpse at one of our tantalizing specimens. And listen, I get it, truly. You all want to graduate with top marks, and it isn't every day you get to see a real-life male in the flesh. So, every year I get girls who enroll in this class, but only show up on the day marked live demonstration on the syllabus, and just drop out right after. And frankly, I find that so disappointing. Males are endlessly fascinating. I, for one, have devoted my life to studying them. And that's not even taking into account how necessary they are in perpetuating the human species. We would be right to thank males for the part they play to keep civilization alive. Now, I can tell right away we have quite a few more students than in other classes, so I think I will have to give a quick rundown of the previous lessons before we give the demonstration. Now, come on, we'll have plenty of time to see all of him when the time comes. And that is the preferred pronoun of most males, he. So please be patient. Now, in our first class, we ran through a quick timeline of the ecological changes that took place in the late information age, along with the changes to human sexuation that followed. Believe it or not, at one point in time, and for most of our history, in fact, there were roughly the same number of boys and girls born. I know, right? See what you miss out on when you only show up on demonstration day? Today, they represent roughly 0.8% of the population, or roughly one man that is a male who has reached the age of maturity for every 120 women. They mostly live in their enclaves to keep them safe and monitored so they can serve their proper purpose. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking. Why can't they just live with us women? Are they dangerous? Rest assured, contrary to what you might have heard, they are not boorish brutes. They are just as intelligent and sociable as us women. Mostly. With the ratio of males to females being as it is, each male has to reproduce with at least 250 women just to keep the population stable. So I'm afraid they just don't have time to do much else. Not that they mind. Okay, I won't go into what we talked about in classes 4 and 5, genetic compatibility testing and pair bonding programs. Not that they aren't interesting, but because we have limited time and because I think they're less relevant to what we'll be seeing here today. But if you're curious, I've taken the liberty of listing reading materials that are available at the university library. You can find them all at the back of the syllabus. So, ladies, for today's class, as you undoubtedly know, I've recruited a local buck from a breeding center in the city. He will, however, remain anonymous so as to protect him and his privacy. The lessons will be in two parts. The first is an anatomy lesson, and the second will be, well, you know. So, are you ready? You can come in now. All right. Ladies, settle down, please, settle down. Why, hello there. Aren't you just the best thing I've had to look at all day? For many of you, this may be the first time seeing a man outside of books and screen bits. This may elicit an array of emotions for you, and if it all becomes overwhelming for you and you need to leave the class, I completely understand. Others may be disappointed that he's fully clothed, but please, be patient. For others who feel comfortable, I encourage you to move to the front of the class to get a good view of the demonstration. Just keep a respectful distance. We don't want to scare the poor thing. That's it. Come on, don't be shy. He won't bite. Okay. Now, the first thing you'll notice is the size. Most men are around 10% taller than women and weigh even more. Now, notice the contrast between the size of him and how nervous he is. That's normal. He's being inspected by a group of lovely ladies, and if he's to get what he wants, he'll have to make sure he's a proper participant. That's what we want, ladies. A clever, responsive male who will be a quick learner. But I won't lie, I deliberately chose this one due to his exceptional features. Oh, I can see some of you beginning to get a bit flushed at the thought of all the things we're gonna have this handsome stud do for us. I am too. I can assure you it's perfectly natural, being this close to a male who has been trained to be the best plaything possible. It's enough to melt away the veneer of civilization and make us turn feral. Now, class, would you like him to take his shirt off? That's what I thought. You, shirt off, please. Ladies, I've been doing this for years, and I can tell you it never gets old. Seeing this big, strong man whimpering and flushed. You're doing so well, you know that. All of these ladies are gonna get to see what a good little helper you are. The next thing you'll notice is the musculature. Males develop larger muscles, stronger tendons, and denser bones than we do. And if we touch his chest, we'll notice how solid and rough and warm his skin is. And let's not forget the hair on his chest. Now, this may be off-putting at first, but I can assure you that he's very clean. See? He tastes good. So fucking cute. You'll notice the size of his hands and arms. I'm sure we can put those to good use once the breeding begins. Phew, okay. Sorry, last part. Pants off, please. Good. And here we have him. Oh, look how he's trying to hide from us. Now, class, what he's pathetically trying to hide here is his erection. When males get sexually aroused, as our good little helper he clearly is, blood rushes to the penis and makes it swell, getting it ready to be enveloped by his partner. Now I can see some of you squirming. There isn't a doubt in my mind that you may be having mixed feelings right now, and rest assured, they're perfectly natural. It's normal to want to squeeze and grope our handsome little friend here, so if this all becomes too much for you, rest assured, you have my full permission to leave. For the rest of you, you have all signed your consent forms for the demonstration. If so, you more than have my permission to begin touching yourselves. All right, turn around. Hands on the desk. Eyes. Bend over slightly and spread your legs a little bit. Eyes forward. Let's give the class a good look at that cute little butt of yours. As I said, most males have a great deal of experience at taking orders, which is why this one is so good at pleasing teacher. You really are, you know that? You're being such a good boy today. I know this is difficult, being this exposed to a whole classroom of pretty girls, but you're doing such a good job. As you can see, this male has many exceptional features. Notice the strong back and the firm little bubble butt instinctively sticking out for us. Oh, and those strong legs shaking with nervousness. It's just about the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. I think this is the right time to show all of you a technique for calming males down when they are getting overexcited. I'm just gonna slowly brush the back of my hand along our good little helper's perfect little butt, top to bottom. See? Top to bottom. Again and again. Top to bottom, gently soothing him. All right, ladies, can you all see the shivering is beginning to subside, and our good boy is bending over more and more, relaxing into his proper position, cute and vulnerable. You're doing amazing. I know how scary this all is, but oh, if you were to look back, you would see a whole classroom of young women just dying for the chance to taste you. Grope you themselves. They look so perverted, struggling not to touch themselves. There's a standoff going on. Nobody wants to be the first to show how much they need to fuck you. None of them want to be the first to rub their wet fucking pussies. Oh, but they can't help themselves. Just rubbing their thighs together and humping their chairs at the sight of you. They're gonna turn fucking feral when they see just what you can do. Now, class, here is a perfect time to show you this. Dangling between his legs. His stiff penis. Well, not so much as dangling. Look at it. I'm going to gently wrap my hand around it, still stroking his little butt with the back of my hand. Look how perfectly it fits in my hand. None of you can tell from where you are, but it's warm and perfectly smooth. Oh, and this one hasn't been given permission to come in days. He's getting so desperate for the honor of coming inside a fertile pussy. And that's me, isn't it? I'm the one who's gonna make you come, aren't I? Oh, you've been such a good little helper. You wanna see these perfect tits and this big round ass? Class, we'll see what happens when the male sees his mate, me, fully unclothed. Let's see. And my pants. All right. There we go. Do you all see how he's doing everything he can to resist the urge to turn around and look at my hot body? Believe it or not, but males actually respond far more to visual stimuli than most of us women do. So exposing myself to him is going to make him even more aroused than we all are. Would my good boy like that? Would my good boy like to see my ass up close? All right then. Hands off the desk and take 3 steps back. I'm going to get in front of you, bent over the desk, and you're going to get a chance to get on your knees and look at my bare ass nice and close. Would you like that? Do you think you've earned the right to have me sway my ass in your face? Well then, get in there. Now, class, do you see how I'm gripping his hair, forcing his face into my ass, moving it up and down, marking him with my wet fucking pussy? Do you like that? Your handsome fucking face just smothered in my round ass. Oh. Now you may be wondering, does he really enjoy that? Well, the answer is, who fucking cares? I am the woman I assert. He is the male he succumbs. I'm gonna use your mouth to pleasure myself. Stick out your tongue. Jeez. Stick it out. You'd think you'd know how to do this by now. Does my good boy need to catch his breath? You said you would be a good little helper for me through the whole demonstration. And I am not done with you. Notice how I'm still gripping his hair. This way he's always reminded of his proper place and... Come. Oh, look at that. I can have him crawl around anywhere I want. So still tugging on his hair, I'm going to place him on his knees, facing you all, so you can get a good look at what a rock-hard penis looks like. As you can see, his cock is swelling up and becoming big and hard, ready for penetration. Do you see that? Do you see all those lovely ladies looking down at you and rubbing their clits at the sight of you? All of them want to be where I am right now. My God. Some of them are even fingering themselves. In all my years of teaching, I've never seen that. You really are something. But as you all know, the ultimate purpose for this demonstration is to show you what it looks like when males are in their proper roles. So, I'm going to have this man get on his back, onto the mat. And would you look at that? Our good little helper here is doing it all on his own without me even having to ask. Ladies, that's how you know you've trained him well. I think he deserves a reward, don't you think? Would you all like to see that? Would you like to see this good little boy get rewarded for all his hard work? I thought so too. So, I'm going to bend down with my large breasts in his face and allow him to suck on them while I play with his penis. Oh, yes. That feels so good. Oh, yes. So, class, if you take anything away from today, it's this. This is a male's proper place, safe, comforted by a pair of big heavy tits, getting his needs taken care of by a skilled hand, safe in the knowledge that he's going to do such a good job in fulfilling his role. And that's what's gonna happen, isn't it? My good boy is going to make a big, sticky mess inside teacher's pussy, right? So now is the moment you've all been waiting for. I'm going to mount the male by straddling him so I can get a good look at those cute facial expressions he makes. Slide his penis inside me and proceed to get what I deserve. Yes, this is what it's all about. Getting filled up by a hard dick. A big, strong man reduced to a whimpering mess. It's exhilarating. From here, you can do whatever you want. Whatever the fuck. You can lay your palms on him and feel the flatness of his chest. Oh, fuck. But I suggest laying your head back and revel in the victory, in the triumph. Oh, I think our good boy is about to come. He's getting desperate. Oh, but he knows he's not allowed to come until I'm close. That way we can make sure my pussy shakes and spasms as his cum is filling up my womb, increasing the chances of proper fertilization. So, no coming. Oh, I know. It feels so good. Being in your proper place. Being used as a breeding stud to a hot professor surrounded by a classroom of hot young girls just desperately squirming and coming in their little panties at the sight of me bouncing on your hard dick. Oh, I think you've earned the right to come. So come inside my pussy, knock me up, my good boy, spurt all of it inside me while I, spectacular. This male will now stay inside me for a period to properly ensure insemination. Also of note is the way I'm caressing his body in order to create a bond between the two of us. This is so as to encourage him to mate with me on repeated occasions, so as to ensure pregnancy. And that is exactly what we're gonna do. Mm.